everybody. I hope that you guys are having a wonderful day today. I know it's been a minute since I did a podcast segment, but today I'm just feeling like I need something that I want to talk about. So I decided to give you guys something for you guys to listen. First of all, I want to say thank you for all the love and the support that I received from all of you. Second of all, if you are listening to this segment from YouTube, make sure you subscribe to my channel or also check me out on Spotify. Once again, this is Voodoo Priestman, and today's topic, I would like to talk about fears. I want to talk about fears. I know that, to me, spirituality is about all kinds of different things in conjunction with other particular laws that I call principles of the universe, of reality, of psychology, or whatever you want to call it. And it is important to understand that not only because somebody is practicing some sort of science, which is voodoo or Santeria or Ifa, or whatever it is that anybody might be practicing, that is all about spirit, okay? It is spirit, yes, it is a big part is spirit, but also things that we go through on a daily life. So we can ask spirit to guide us and help us and give us everything that we want, but we have to be able to meet spirit halfway. By me saying that is for me to say that we can't leave spirit, you know, we can leave everything to spirit so that way spirit can change our realities, our present, our current situations, unless we do things and apply certain principles and laws once again to our daily routines and to our programming when it comes down to programming our DNA. Fears, insecurities, all this play, to me, all these are nothing but demons. When we are, I've seen plenty of situations. Guys, I deal with people on a regular basis, and thank you to all of you, first of all. I would say that if it wasn't because of all of you and all the people that I have guided and that I have gave some sort of consultation, just come to the realization that many people studying people and studying behavior of people, understanding that a lot of people are terrified. A lot of people are so afraid. I see this when it comes to religion. I see this when it comes to the science, when it comes to voodoo, when it comes to even when it comes to their jobs, when it comes to opportunities, when it comes to business, it's fear. Fear could be, oh my God, fear can turn into an illness. It can turn into being feeling like you are sick. I have seen many people talking about that they want to go ahead and learn about this type of sciences. But then when you put them on the spot, they give you all these excuses. They give you all these reasons why they can't versus the reasons to go ahead and do it, because people are so terrified about what other people think and why other people are going to think about them, that they don't take the time to actually just go ahead and learn what they got to learn and do the things they need to do to evolve. So, because they are afraid of others and what other people think, they are not growing. They're not evolving. So, if you're one of those people right here, that you're depending on your spiritual parents, godparents, whatever you want to call it, whoever is mentoring you, because you fear that, you know, you might not know what you're doing, which is okay. That's what you learn. But then when people ask people to do certain things, they say, I hear this all the time, even in life, about getting promotions, about dealing with businesses. People get so emotionally inclined to the feeling of making things manifest, and they get so excited, and they're like, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. Then when it comes down to it, guess what? They stop. They freeze. And the reason why they freeze, because now they know they got to take action, and they are terrified of taking action because they fear rejection, because their insecurities make them think that people might not want to talk to them, or people might not pay them no attention, pay them no mind. Let me say something to y'all. If it wasn't because I pushed myself to do what I'm doing now, I would have never had none of you actually listening to me. I had to start. So the way that you break that fear is starting. You're going to sweat bullets. You're going to be so terrified. But you have to begin. You have to push yourself to do this. You have to stop letting people dictate your feelings and your emotions and telling you what you can and you cannot do. I hear people saying, oh, I haven't been feeling good. I've been feeling really sick. But wait a minute. When I met you, you weren't sick. Now, out of nowhere that you know that you are responsible, well, that you claim that you were responsible to learn the religion, to learn the science, to learn a business. Now, out of nowhere, people start getting sick. Oh, I've been feeling really sick. I don't know what's going on with me. Because they want to use that to cover the fear that they got within themselves. That is the reason why you are where you at right now. That is the reason why you are not growing. That is the reason why you cannot have money be a tool for you to grow, because you are holding your bag. You are holding your bank. You are holding the universe to provide you with riches, wealth, and opportunity. Don't blame spirit. Don't blame the universe. Don't blame nobody. Don't blame your mama. Don't blame your daddy. Don't blame your baby daddy. Don't blame Jesus. Don't blame the dog. Don't blame the mosquitoes. Because guess what? Blame you. Blame you. You coming up saying that you want to do this. You want to do that. You saying that you want to become so powerful. You want to learn so much. You want to learn everything that is coming for you. You want to be able to tap into the reality. But that reality is not going to come unless you put yourself out of that box and stop being such a chicken and do what you got to do. I don't deal with people who say they want to do something, they want to learn something. Show me, and don't show me by telling me, because you could talk all day. People could talk all day. People are good at talking all day. They're good at telling you, oh, yeah, this, that, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and do this, and watch this and that. But when it comes down to taking action and doing what you got to do, guess what? People freeze, and they don't do anything, and then they disappear, because their fear was so powerful that now they're not making anything manifest. They're not making anything happen. Because now, guess what? The devil took over. Now you are worshiping the devil. Now you are kissing the devil's ass. Because the devil controls you now. So you mean to tell me because you terrified of what other people think? And you mean to tell me that because of this and because of that, now now you're going to stop living your life because somebody might told you no and rejected you. Now you feel like the whole world is over. How many people are in this world? There's millions. So if you have a fear that people are not going to like you, trust me, it doesn't matter how horrible you are or you think you are. You are going to create a tribe if you believe in yourself, because if you don't believe in yourself, nobody's going to believe in you. Stop making those lame excuses that you feel sick, that you haven't been feeling good, that you have a headache. Keep it real. You are terrified. You are scared. That's why you are in the position that you're in. That's why you're not growing in your job. That's why your business is not successful. Don't blame nobody. Stop blaming other people. Stop blaming your circumstances. Oh, you know what? If I had a little bit of this, well, the reason why you don't have a little bit of this is because you cannot do a little bit of that. I just wanted to talk about this topic because I know that many people their fears are so greater that they holding up to what it is that is coming for them. And guess what? They start asking other people for opinions. They start asking people, do you think that what I'm doing is right? Because they want people to validate them. Why do you concern so much about people validating you? Validate yourself. If somebody don't believe you, somebody else will. But in order for somebody to believe in you or believe you or trust you or follow you, you have to feel like you are the shit. And if you don't know what you're doing, you will learn and you will get better. It doesn't matter whether it's a job, a business, or a religion. Actions, my people. Actions. Take action. take responsibility, and people will respect you more, and people would actually follow you, and people would actually, they will feel connected to you. You can spend millions of dollars going to spiritualist people so they can give you money, so they can give you this, so they can give you that. But guess what? You're spending your money. Might as well just keep your money in your bank and use it so you can go ahead and buy you an ice cream cone. Because guess what? Money that you're spending on spiritual people, you are wasting your money. You are wasting your time. You have to let spirit dictate your reality and stop demanding so much from spirit when you are not willing to give spirit your percentage of the things you have to do so you can meet spirit halfway. Hallelujah! Guys, once again, this is Voodoo Priest, man. I love y'all. Thank you for listening to the segment. And do not forget to follow me and on my Instagram on the Voodoo Priest Man. On to the next one.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.